Well, Angie Metcalf is back with us as we wrap up our three-week series on winter newborn calf care and just winter calf care in general. And today we're talking about feeding. Angie, of course, from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. And Angie, let's talk a little bit about, do most farms actually feed the same amount of colostrum in the winter? I mean, is that recommended?
Well, if they're doing a good job and getting 4 quarts of maternal colostrum in there, you know, even if it's really cold, they're probably going to be okay. Even if it's very cold, you know, it's going to last about 12 hours. The issue comes in if they're feeding less colostrum. So if you're getting by with feeding maybe 2 or 3 quarts of colostrum, or you're feeding 2 or 3 quarts of a colostrum replacer, while you may have the IgGs okay, there may not be enough energy needs in there if the temperature gets, you know, below that 40, 45 degrees. So either a double dose or getting that next milk replacer feeding in there before that 12 hours is up to keep them energy levels where you need it.
All right, well, Angela, let's say I'm the calf feeder. How do I know how much milk is needed as the temperatures are falling?
Well, you know, that's a little tricky, and it's some complicated math. The easiest thing to think about is every degree that the temperature drops below 45 degrees, bump your milk up by 1%. So let's say at 60 degrees, you're feeding 12 ounces morning and night, you're okay. But at 5 degrees, even with a calf jacket, you're going to have to be about 15 ounces. At minus 20, even with a calf jacket, you're going to need about 2 pounds. While this is pretty confusing, there are charts out there that you can use to kind of help you out. And once you get one set, you can kind of use that.
Now, Angie, in talking about winter calf feeding, is there one or two things you'd like to actually change in what we're doing on farms?
Yeah, you know, I know there's a lot of time and a lot of energy spent on calves. I would like to see a little bit more, this may sound funny, a little bit more money spent on bedding out there than what it currently is. Too many times it's, well, we always bed twice a week, so that's what it is. We just use a certain amount. Wet calves really drives me crazy because wet calves will set a calf up to be scours or pneumonia or things like that, and it's so easy to get more bedding in there. Once that calf's comfortable, if she's dry, that hair coat is going to keep her healthy and happy. Wet calves are just miserable.
So, Angie, what is your tip of the day?
Well, calves will drink better if the milk is warm, and as the temperature changes and we're hauling milk out there to the calves, you know, check what temperature it is actually to the calf. Are you putting milk in a cold bucket? Is it taking a while to get out there? Is that up to 102 or 105 degrees, or are we starting to feed cold milk to the calves? And remember that these young babies are like human babies. They can't digest solid foods. Milk is the best thing, so feeding more milk versus more starter under 4 weeks is critical. If they eat a lot of starter, you know they're not getting enough milk at that age.
And again, if you want any more details or have questions for Angie, contact her at Heartland Cooperative, 1-715-654-5134. Or otherwise, Angie, we always remind them, go to the website.
Yes, heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, and I've actually put that chart up on the website. So if you're interested in looking at, you know, what you need to feed for the temperature out there, go ahead and check that out.
That's Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.